You have just entered into God's Diamond Network. This is a podcast that is used for helping God's people find the diamond in themselves and the diamond in your situation. Welcome to God's Diamond in the Rough podcast. They are your hosts, Catherine and Michael. Let's join them in the studio now.
Hello and hello. Welcome back. God's Diamonds in the Rough. Amen. If you don't know who we are, I am Catherine.
And I am Michael.
Amen. Such a grand entrance, honey.
I know.
I love it, though. I love it. We are here and ready to do it again. We are helping you to find the diamond in you. Amen. God has put a diamond in all of us. And, you know, it can be hard, it can be rough, it can be very difficult at times, but, you know, there is a diamond, I promise you. We all have value, we all are beautiful, we all are uniquely crafted, all have flaws, and we're just, you know, we're here to help you to see that, amen, because we're living in a world where, you know, a lot of people are losing hope, mm-hmm. And we're talking about children of God. Yeah. Amen. The one supposed to carry hope and be a light into darkness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. All right, y'all. Come on. Let's go on and pray before we get into it.
Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we just thank you one more time to say that you great give us grace and mercy, loving kindness and tender mercies. We beg your forgiveness for anything we might have said, done, or thought that's not pleasing to your sight, that you'll graciously forgive us and cast it back into the pits of hell where it came from. We ask you right now just to have your way, and that the enemy will be sent back into the pits of hell where it came from with all the tricks and tactics that he might try to pull. We ask you right now just to have your way. Jesus Christ, holy and matchless name, we say thank you. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So today, everyone, we are going to prep you for what is coming. Amen. In regard to impacting the world. Amen. We're talking about success and what that looks like in the sight of God. Michael, what's your thoughts about success?
Well, my thoughts about success is this, you know, even with something you said in the opening is the way I introduce myself. And, you know, we got to realize that we got to give our very best or don't give it at all. Because I say give your very best or don't give it at all because God wants your very best. He don't want you to give halfway. You know, just like he don't want you to have one foot in the world and one foot in his word. No, because when you do that, you're slipping, you're going on a slippery slope. And 9 times out of 10, that slippery slope going to be razor blades. And I say razor blades because razor blades cut real not fine. And the slightest little thing that gets in it is going to hurt. So that's why he wants us to give it our very best. Don't half step with God. But he won't half step with you.
That's right. I was looking at the dictionary, exactly what success means. And it means the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. Keyword to that is an accomplishment. And the thing about it is that we have to be careful as believers, as children of God, how we define it ourselves, you know. Keeping in perspective, purpose, keeping in perspective, you know, where we're headed to, because I say all of that because God's idea of success does not look anything like this world. Would you agree, honey?
I agree.
You know, absolutely doing our best, giving our best, putting our best foot forward in the sight of God. Is success, even though we might fall flat on our face. We might lose everything we got. In the sight of God doesn't mean, in the sight of God, that doesn't mean that we aren't successful. You know what I mean? In the sight of God, for us to be financially broke, as long as we're rich in Him, we have everything that we need. Think.
You know, when you say put your best foot forward in everything you do, and just use an analogy of a person who's running a race, because we got to understand that we are in a race. In the spiritual realm, we are in a race to making sure that we get to glory. And when he say put your best foot forward, okay, you take a race, a jogger, or a person that's on a track event, and even if the person has two left feet and they fall flat on their face, God honors it because he looks at your heart. Your heart the posture of your heart has to be right. That's what he honors. But if you just give sloppy agape or something that's just, I'm just doing it because I'm supposed to do it, how is that going to be pleasing to God? It's not.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's a scripture that kind of stands out to me right now about Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I mean, that's really a mind and a heart posture you got to have when you're doing anything. Is that, you know, anything that God sets before me to do, I can do it through Him and I'm going to be successful. Again, whether or not I fall flat on my face or not, if I'm going and I'm going forth to do it in the strength that God has given me, you will succeed. And it might not happen as fast as you want it to happen. And it might not happen the way you want it to happen. But it'll happen. And in the midst of it, a whole lot of times you got to be asking God for that strength. What you think? I mean, am I wrong in saying that, honey?
No, I mean, because you think about it. And one thing that corresponds with the Philippians 4:13 is a scripture that I like also in Philippians 4, which I think is Philippians 4:8, which says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, and this is paraphrasing, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. He's letting us know, look, our heart has to line up with the way he sees us. And he sees us giving our very best.
Did you say the verse that you was referring to just now?
Philippians 4:8.
Yeah. That's the one. Definitely. That scripture by itself, it just speaks a lot about, you know, our outlook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Outlook on life and what is happening in our lives. You know, because the thing that you focus on the most is what becomes greater. It becomes bigger. It becomes, you give it more power when you focus on it. You know, it's anything. If you take and you look at something long enough, you can't see it from a distance. But if you squint your eyes a little bit, it'll become bigger to you to where you can see it. And when I think about that particular verse you're talking about, honey, that's what I think God is saying to us. You focus on what is right. Focus on what is just. Focus on what brings a good report. Focus on, you know, the things that are pure. You know, and if it's any virtue or any truth to it, praise it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Success is something that you have to put some confinement around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if not, you'll begin to measure your success through the eyes of the world. So you got to make sure that your idea of success is rooted in the word of God.
And one more word that stood out to me in the definition of success that you read was, and it lines up with that, is aim. You have to be focused on that thing, put that thing in your crosshairs and get a clear picture of it, because if not, you go shooting all around it. When you have a target, if you're not focused, if it's not directly in the center of your crosshair, the thing that you're going after, you wind up missing the mark.
Yeah. So you got to know that preparation is key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a part of the aim. Mm-hmm. Preparing for it. You know, like you said, you don't just be shooting at everything that comes across your path. You got to be specific. You got to have things. You got to have what you're shooting at in focus.
Mm-hmm.
Focus, focus, focus is so important in success. I can't say it enough. Do not allow yourself to define your success by what the world says. Because if you allow the world to define it, you'll never succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always, you think about a phone. Since cell phones, mobile phones started, every year is something a little bit better. Every year is something a little bit better. Now imagine if you tried to attempt to get a phone a year.
Mm.
And them phones, the nicer phones that, you know, where you get all of this extra stuff, you're going to spend at least $1,200 for.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine doing that every year on a cell phone.
Mm.
Yeah. Every phone. I mean, every year. And then they call themselves giving you a free phone to entice you to come and get. But you don't really get that phone free because you got to pay for that phone over 2 years. Yeah. And if you break the contract and you're in a contract, it's even worse. But the world defines, okay, you're successful if you're walking around with a $1,200 phone.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, my credit is shot. I can't buy nothing with cash because everything is on credit. Come on, somebody. You heard me? Mm-hmm. But you're successful if I got this 2024 Volvo XC90. I got a 2024. They look at the fact that I have a Volvo and I'm successful. Come on. You don't know that I got a $700 car payment that goes along with it. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You heard me? Amen. Do not try to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know,
they leave you bankrupt.
It's almost like, you know, the world has you set up for this made up fictional success that, unless you have a Lamborghini in your driveway, mm-hmm. that you're nothing. But you got to understand, okay, you might have the Lamborghini in the driveway, and then you might look successful in the world's eyes, but how are you successful in your own heart? Because you can have all the things in the world, but if you're not happy, it's almost like you don't have it.
Or it becomes a curse.
Yeah.
It can become a curse to you, all of those things. You can become consumed by it. You know, you have people that seems like from the worldview, they have everything. They have success. Or they have, let me change that. Because the world defines success as, if you're successful, if you have a name for yourself. Okay, with God, that's success, to have a good name. Okay. But if you got the most recent cell phone, you're successful. If you have, you're the CEO or whatever have you of your company or whatever, that's successful. If you have the latest vehicle, that's success. If you have the latest, the huge house with all the rooms and nobody but you in it, that's successful. If you can make a call and get this done and get that done, you're successful. I mean, you got all of these things that you do, you physically are doing that the world says you're successful. But in your heart, as Michael said, you're bankrupt. You ain't got nobody there to share what you have with. You ain't got nobody there to love but yourself, if you love yourself. You got all of this money and no influence. You got all of these things and you're left broken. It can kill you. Amen. Look at Whitney Houston. How did she pass away? Look at Robin Gibbons. How did he pass away? You know, so many people, you look at their life and you're like, oh, man, they got it all. Michael Jackson, you know, they succumbed to drugs. You know, when they were found, when they had passed away, they found out that they had passed a drug overdose. But they got all the success. They got all, you know, they got all the hype. They got all these things that people are chasing after. Why? Why did these people pass away from drug overdose? Come on. You know, I mean, it really is something to think about. What are you serving? Because the reality is what you serve will serve you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you serve things like alcohol and drugs and, you know, you allow those things to consume and, you know, money and wealth and you allow this stuff to consume you, they become your God. People even. They become your God. But what happens when you get in trouble? Can that God bring you out of it? Or will it bring you deeper into it? Come on, somebody. That's a word, ain't it?
Yeah. Okay, we got to think, look, we can have all this in life and look successful to people in people's eyes. But if you're suffering inside, who, and I've used this lightly, who's going to save you? Mm-hmm. Who's going to save you if you using people or money or cars or houses as your God? How can God save you if you putting somebody else before him or something else before him?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is God's Diamond Network? This network stems from the Ministry of Exposed Life Change Ministry. There are teachings with Learn to Live in Truth, preaching, and so much more. A diamond shines in the light, all colors, with clarity and uniqueness. This is an open invitation to you. You can support our brand here with a gift of any amount. Every cent goes back into the ministry and brand. Now, back to the podcast.
I remember it was a story in the Bible. The young man who had the storehouse. You remember that story? I don't remember exactly where it's at. But he had the storehouse full of goods. And he came to Jesus and asked him, how can I make it? And Jesus responded, give away everything that you have. And the Bible tells us that the young man was sorrowful. Because he didn't want to let go of his stuff in order to follow God. And I believe that a lot of people are walking away from Jesus because they don't want to let go of their stuff. Because the stuff says, I'm successful. The stuff says, I'm somebody. The stuff says, I can do this and I can do that. But what happens when the stuff is gone? What are you going to do? And at the end of the day, you know, we defy failure. We can't stand to fail. We can't stand to not have. But I'm going to tell you what happens when you don't have. And when you're trying to figure out how to make it from point A to point B, there's one that becomes our hope. There's one that gives us life. And that's Jesus. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, as a child of God, it ain't always easy. And it makes you turn to him, not away from him. It makes you turn to him. So you got to look at, you know, really real success and the type that is not surrounded by you comes from him.
You know, and, you know, that relates to, you know, and just with that scripture you was mentioning about. Mm-hmm. And just put that in perspective. How can somebody be blessed with the more if you have, just say, for instance, a $500 check in one hand and a $1,000 check in the other hand? How can God bless you with a $10,000 check if you don't want to let one go?
I like the symbolism of that. Amen. Because, you know, somebody trying to be smart, they say, oh, well, just put it in the other hand with the other one. You know, but I get where you're going. Because the essence is that letting go of one thing allows for the more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting go of what you think. What I'm looking at right now, I'm thinking, this is all I got. Mm-hmm. You want me to let that go? This is all I got. But when you're trusting in God and he tells you to do that and you let it go, he gives you more. So I get it. Absolutely. 100%. There's a scripture that says, and this is the English Standard Version, just because I'm looking at it on the computer right now, not the King James. But it says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. That's success. When I look at that scripture, that's successful because you've put it in the one who is able to author and guide your steps to get done what you want done. Amen. Committing it unto God. Amen. You got to commit it unto the one who's able to show you the way. The scripture says, lead, guide, and order. He said, I will lead, guide, and order your steps by my word. I believe that's in I think that's in Proverbs 37 somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I think it's 7. And actually, here's the one in Psalms. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know what I mean? So it all begins with him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It begins with Jesus.
You know, and I also like that scripture in James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. That's letting you know that, look, you have to turn to God. Let God exalt you. Don't try to exalt yourself. Because when you try to exalt yourself, I'm going to tell you, you're going to wind up finding yourself by yourself.
Come on, somebody. By yourself. Absolutely. So we are excited about what is coming. We are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. We got 3 powerhouse men coming. Last time we did 4 men, right back to back. It was people was very much encouraged by it. So we're going to do it again, and they're going to be talking about success and what God is doing through them for the next 3 shows after this one. And so, and then following those 3 shows, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. So, we are impacting. We are being intentional about how we impact this world as men and women of God. And as I said, and we've been saying that we are just excited about how God is guiding this podcast. I can say I couldn't have imagined doing this ever, you know, but God he's made this a part of who I am. Amen. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of feedback in regard to how this show is impacting them. And it's, you know, it's just like it humbles me. You know, does it humble you, honey?
It really does. And not only does it humble me, it gives me just another notch in my belt of the wisdom that God has put in us. Because we got to understand, look, if we keep quiet and keep it all to ourselves, how are we impacting somebody else?
It's true. I mean, how are you? You know, it's exciting to me because, you know, we don't have a large following, but the people who listen, they say they have been impacted by it. And that at the end of the day, that's what matters. It's not about numbers. It's not about having a lot. It's not about all of that. People, a whole lot of folk, they make it about the numbers, and they make it about the money. They make it about this, that, and the other. Yeah, to have a huge following, that's great. But are they being impacted by it? You know what I mean? It's like having a mega church. How many out of that mega church? You got 10,000 people in your congregation. How many people are really being influenced and impacted by what is happening in the church? I bet you it's a handful. You know what I mean? It's probably 10% of however many come. You know what I mean? You want to make a difference in somebody's life. You know, as a child of God, this is what matters. And this, for me, this defines success. To me, I believe that this podcast is very, very successful. And no, we don't have a regular 1,000 people that listen a month. We don't. We don't. That's just being honest. But the ones who do listen and are continually listening every single week, they're being affected by it. And that is what matters most.
And something you just said briefly, something you said about the numbers, that we don't have a lot of followers, but you got to understand that even Jesus himself left the 99 and went out to the one. So it's not about numbers.
And you know, just to piggyback off of that, he only had 12 that was with him. All of those people that were following after him, trying to get a piece of him, he didn't have the 12 that he was really invested in regard to doing what he was doing. Do you understand? And that's big because, you know, everybody that's following behind you ain't necessarily for you. A whole lot of the folk that's following behind you, they're doing it because you have something they want, but they ain't willing to give themselves for you. While they want some of you, they ain't willing to give something to you. You know what I mean? They want to receive it, but they ain't ready to give it. Do you know what I mean? That's 'cause, see, that's how a relationship works. Relationship is give and take. You give, they give, back and forth. And you got people that just want to get something from you, and then they don't want to give none of themselves. That's not a relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the 12, they gave and took. Gave and took. Hallelujah. So that's it. I mean, look forward to the three men, Paul, Zolman. Who was the second person? I know the third one was Stephen Capps, and he's looking, y'all. Give me a minute. Oh, he's going to tell you who the other person is. Yeah, Jason
Perry. Paul Zolman, Jason Perry, and Stephen Capps.
Yep, so those are the three that's coming after this one for the next. So, y'all, we got four straight in a row, and then after that, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. And the fact that it is real. So absolutely a real thing. So about the next 2 months is going to be on fire as it always is. Amen. So, honey, you have any final thought?
Y'all come back and listen, because it's going to be very powerful. I had a Michael moment for this. I had like a brain fart.
I've seen it too.
Yeah, I had a brain fart, yeah. But I encourage each and every one of y'all, come back and listen, because, you know, like Catherine said, it is very...
Catherine. Oh, okay. All right.
My honey.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's a very powerful impact. And, you know, yeah, it changed my way of thinking when we was listening and recording it. Is, you know, yeah, y'all just got to check it out.
All right, y'all. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for allowing us this time and this opportunity to be able to commune with one another and commune with you. We pray for every diamond that is listening. Bless them where they are, whomever they're praying for, whatever's going on in their life, God, that you would just show up and show out. God, we thank you so much, and we bless your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'll just sit over here laughing, y'all.
Why?
Y'all got to excuse me.
What you laughing at?
I say, Catherine.
He is so stupid, y'all.
Yeah.
But I got to love him. Amen. Y'all got to love us. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, there it is. Go on, get it, Michael.
Until next time, remember, you are a diamond in the rough.
Amen. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode. Please sow into the ministry by clicking the Support the Show link. Until the next episode, may the blessings and the prosperity of the Lord follow you. And remember, you are a diamond in the rough.